Back in now on regional radio, it's another Dream Team interview in our series, and we're joined now by Katrin Couture, a catcher from Jefferson R7. She was a sophomore this past season. She'll be a junior next year, and she had some very impressive numbers that led her to be a Dream Teamer along with her teammate Abby Chips. She is just a sophomore. Abby Chips was a junior this last year, and now we welcome on Katrin. Katrin, how did the season go for you? We can obviously look at the numbers and see that things went pretty well individually, but what did you enjoy most from the season?
Probably most in the season, I would say, like, getting to know my team, getting to know my coach, because this was Kinley's first year. I feel like we have a great atmosphere, especially at R7, just in all sports around, but especially in softball.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of good things about Coach Kinley, Robert Kinley, who took over this year for your team. And it seems like he's a really good one-on-one helper as well as the team as a whole. What was kind of the difference that you notice in atmosphere this year? I know your guys' record wasn't where you want it to be, but it seems like you guys are headed in the right direction.
Yeah, we just had like a growth mindset the whole entire time. Like, even though we'd have games where necessarily we didn't get the outcome we wanted, we were always competing. We were just like preparing for next year, always thinking ahead. Just how can we get one step further?
Right. Hey, when you found out that you made the Dream Team, where were you and what was your reaction?
I was at home, and actually my coach Melanie from last year texted me and said, "Hey, congrats," and I didn't even know what she was talking about. But that's how I found out.
That's funny. Did you talk to Abby at all about it? She's made the Dream Team the last couple of years as well as this year. What was your conversation with her like?
I told her congrats because we found out at the same time. And, I mean, it's such an honor. I was very excited, and so was she.
That's awesome. Hey, what kind of improvements do you think you made from your freshman to sophomore year that allowed the growth, individually in numbers and just as an overall teammate as well?
I think with my sophomore year, since we didn't have any seniors, even though I was just a sophomore, I was just an underclassman, I kind of had to take more of like an upperclassman role. And just with having a new coach and everything, I had to kind of, I don't know, like just be older than I was. I had to be a leader on the field, especially in my position that I was. And I don't think I had that same mindset freshman year. I was a little more nervous. It was my first high school sport. And I think sophomore year, I just had to jump in, take hold of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. You guys obviously had a pretty young team this year with, you're having everybody return next season. I don't believe you had any seniors on this year's squad. And of course, a first year head coach, like you mentioned. Do you think that what you had to do this year is really going to help you in your junior and senior seasons from a leadership perspective?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was wonderful for me to like kind of take on that position. I'm not really that talkative and I'm kind of quiet, and that really brought me out of my shell.
Yeah. Did you get a lot more talkative than this year?
Oh, yeah. And it's like fed into different sports, too. It's fed into basketball and track and even like on my flag softball team.
That's fantastic. And well, now as you look forward with everybody coming back next year, and you said that you like the energy that Coach Coonley's bringing to the squad, what are some of your early expectations for next fall?
I'm just hoping that we can go in there with an attitude that we can win, that like, I mean, everybody, there'll be doubts and stuff, but I think with just some of the freshmen coming up, we'll have some more pitching, we'll just have some more depth, like, in our varsity team.
Right. And also, you look towards next year, things are looking great, and you've still got two more seasons left, but you've already reached a Dream Team honor here as a sophomore. Who are some of the people that really helped you along the way? You mentioned Coach Kinley. Who are some others that have really grown your game?
I would have to say Coach Melanie Rugley from my freshman year hasn't left my side like the whole entire time. I mean, even though she wasn't my coach, I would get texts from her just congratulating me or keeping me motivated and stuff like that. And also Abby, I mean, anytime there was a bad day, Abby was always there to pick me up or just keep me going. And then, of course, my mom, because I love her, and she talks to me about everything that's going on.
You mentioned your family there a little bit. So what kind of impact have they had from, you know, early childhood and beyond as far as how your game has gone?
They've always been there for me. They've always supported me. They always told me, hey, if you ever get sick of this, if you ever get sick of playing softball and driving around all summer, just let us know. And they've never forced me to do anything. They've always wanted me to really love it and do it because I love it. And that's been really, I mean, it's just what I love to do.
And I'm sure they've pushed you in the classroom as well. You had a 4.0 GPA this past year. How did you balance a fantastic sports season in multiple sports, but specifically softball for the purpose of this interview, and also doing so well in the classroom?
That really has to do with my teachers. My teachers are wonderful. If I ever need any extra help, I can always go in and talk to them. And it's really easy to balance school and softball because so many of your teachers understand, like they're coaches themselves, and that's just kind of what you get when you have a small school atmosphere like we do.
Hey, Katrin, we really appreciate the time, and thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you well in your next couple of seasons.
Thank you so much.
And that was Jefferson Softball's Katrin Couture, a sophomore dream teamer this year, a batting average of 475 on the season.